This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, time to party like it's World War II. Wait till you hear what President Biden said about an invasion of Ukraine. Local schools in our area going remote again with shorter days. And in Pennsylvania, I don't know, it's surprising to me. I guess we're all shocked. The woman who came through by the monkey is now having viral symptoms. Not good. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here today. Thanks for being here with us. 855-839-1210. And on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Yes, it's a big shock that the woman who came by one of the monkeys is now sick with COVID-like symptoms. We're all shocked by that. The thing about it is that she was not bit or scratched, so it just came from the monkey hissing at her, which is basically breathing on her. So, you know, there's that. There's that. Right, exactly. There's that. Also, too, you know, as I was thinking about the potential for World War III and thinking about how much fun that's going to be for us, a lot of people may decide to themselves, well, you know what? Might be time to retire, get out of Dodge. I'll tell you about the state that is the worst to retire in. I know it's going to shock you. And yes, it's in our area. Can you guess? All right. 855-839-1210. And again, in the I'm not shocked department, Curt Schilling passed over for the Baseball Hall of Fame again. Good morning, Dawn. How are you today? What's going on? Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. This is Wednesday, January 26th, and Zeoli Show News Live, sponsored by DuckDuckGo, Privacy Simplified. We may have snow in the forecast, that just ahead. But first, in Zeoli Show News Live, a Philadelphia police officer is hospitalized after he was dragged about a half a mile while inside a vehicle or sort of stuck halfway in a vehicle while after a traffic stop. This happened last night, 53rd and Baltimore Avenue in West Philadelphia. Police say an SUV driven by a 25-year-old man had an expired temporary tag and its brake lights were out. So the officer told the driver, turn off the vehicle. The man complies. Then he realizes he sees a gun in the vehicle. That's when the guy takes off. But apparently the officer was somehow, as he was leaning in to the car, he was sort of caught halfway. So in other words, his legs dragging on the outside of this SUV and the SUV going a high rate of speed. The driver ended up crashing into somebody. The officer is not suffering life-threatening injuries, we're told, but it was a crazy situation. So no other injuries reported. And a Philadelphia police woman is saying that her murdered son had big dreams. This is Officer Edwina Ferguson, an officer in the force for about 17 years in Philadelphia. Just heart-wrenching as she spoke out about her murdered son, 23-year-old Hiram Hill. And we've been talking about this. He was killed Monday along the 1400 block of West Allegheny Avenue. So grieving mom talking about this. She was vacationing in the Poconos when she heard about this. Just saying that her son was a football star locally, went to West Catholic, went to college, married with a baby on the way. And just speaking so proudly about her son who had just gotten off his job as a bouncer. So police believing that he was targeted. She's asking the community, please, I don't want revenge. I don't want retribution. Let me do my job. Let officers do their jobs. And we'll catch these two guys who gunned him down. Looks like something happened at his job. And then they followed Hiram Hill as he left his job and walked down the street. So we continue to follow that. Just a tragic story. We have good news for KOP. Children's Hospital, Philadelphia, opening its second hospital. This one in King of Prussia. A lot of people are very excited about it. First Children's Hospital in Montgomery County. So we'll be talking about that this morning. But we want to get to the snow in the forecast. Another nor'easter on the way. So today it's going to be blustery and cold and much the same to round out the week. But what we're looking at here is Saturday. Saturday looks like touching about 29, 30 degrees, but we're looking at a nor'easter striking us on Saturday. So watching for how much snow will we get, mostly in the morning, up to 3 inches of snow for your Saturday. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. What is it that makes you uniquely you? DuckDuckGo doesn't think that's any of their business, and frankly, shouldn't be the business of any tech company. Protect your privacy online free with DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. This is Zioli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. We're excited for some snow. That could be fun.
Yes.
Could be fun. The kids will love it. They'll be excited.
Yes.
But it'll be during a weekend, so that's a bummer, because it's better during the week, you know? Really screws up the roads and everything for everybody, so.
Well, you know, kids don't get snow days anymore anyway, so.
I know. You're right. You know? They don't. It's ridiculous.
Make some Cinnabons, homemade Cinnabons and cookies and snowmen. It'll be fun.
It sounds wonderful. It sounds wonderful. And there is a New Jersey district that is going to dismiss early for a month due to because COVID and staffing shortages and because COVID. So a South Jersey school district, Lakeside Middle School, Memorial High School, and Millville Senior High School begin early dismissals on Monday and remain on that schedule through February 25th, they announced yesterday. Staffing shortages because COVID and the recent surge from the Omicron variant have created headaches for schools statewide and across the country in recent months. This is the NJ.com version of this. A shortage of available substitute teachers has affected daily instructional goals, according to the superintendent. And he said, after an analysis of our staffing over the past 5 months, we determined instruction at the secondary level has been severely impacted due to students' lack of access to direct instruction on a daily basis. The early dismissal will allow the district to address the shortage by utilizing our current employees so that we are delivering consistent instruction. Now, this is this substitute shortage that is going on all around the country right now because COVID. He said, with our secondary schools, it just become an issue, and so we needed to take this measure until it improves and build up our sub pool. You can't talk out of both sides of your mouth during a pandemic. You can't say, I need you to come in, and then the other hand say, please don't come in if you're not feeling well. We do have to directly instruct our students and not have them sitting in a cafeteria or an auditorium. The preschool and K through 5 operations will maintain normal operations. 934 schools in all in New Jersey shifted to virtual-only instruction as COVID-19 cases soared and teachers, bus drivers, and other key personnel contracted COVID or had to quarantine because of someone who fell ill with the COVID. Schedule changes such as shifting to early dismissals, which still allows for the necessary amount of instructional hours to count toward the required 180 days, don't need to be reported to the state. So it's unknown how many other districts have made similar changes to deal with staffing issues. Ah. Statewide schools that remain open struggle to find substitutes, with some offering increased pay to draw educators. Now, as COVID cases have declined recently, schools that went virtual are resuming in-person instruction. And the remaining New Jersey schools that were temporarily virtual are slated to welcome students back to their classrooms by the end of the month. This is because coronavirus cases in New Jersey dropped nearly 40% last week. There you go. So starting on Monday, Millville students in grades 9 through 12 will begin their day at 7:40 a.m. They will dismiss at 12:15 p.m. Those at Lakeside who start around 8:30 will dismiss at 1:06 p.m. This was not among one of the districts that went virtual back in December. So there you go. Good luck, parents, dealing with all that. I mean, this is the problem, is that childcare still remains such a problem for a lot of parents. It's why a lot of women are still not back in the workforce. Why a lot of men are not back in the workforce. The whole thing is just a mess. So, you understand the point. They don't have enough substitutes. They got teachers calling out. I wonder how much of that is the union doing their thing to try to send a message, you know, a message of like, well, if we don't get our way, we're going to have mass sick outs across the state. Because I think the union in New Jersey, like a lot of other states, is still pushing for remote and virtual. Publicly out loud, they'll say, oh, no, we want kids in the classroom. I don't think they mean that. I don't think they believe it. So it's interesting to me how you have all these sick teachers who are all vaccinated for the most part. And there's a lot of sick outs. And then there's substitutes that are sick. And then people that they can't find enough subs. And it's like a vicious cycle. And then the schools eventually get what they want, which is more remote instruction or half days. So you could almost say it's coordinated. Of course, I can't prove that, but it just seems like my spidey sense is up when this kind of stuff happens. And, I mean, what's the school supposed to do if they don't have enough teachers? And what are they going to do? But that's the thing. The union knows that. So the union goes, all right, well, we'll show you. I just thank God my kids, the administration of my kids' school doesn't pull this kind of nonsense. It's very good. Not, I mean, look, I'm not saying I can't, I don't know. I'm not accusing the school district of having bad intentions here. I can't say that for sure. I don't know them. It just, I would, if anything, my suspicion is not with the administration. It's with the unions pulling these mass sick outs all across the state. It just seems like it's happening a lot among a very vaccinated, boosted population. And, you know, I think at the end of the goal for them, it's getting more remote days. It's more remote learning. I think they want those numbers up. And so all the politicians will come out and say that they don't want that. Suddenly you find out, I mean, 734 schools in the state went virtual over after Christmas. That's a lot of schools. That's a lot of kids who were virtual. It's a lot. You know, when Biden stands up there and he goes, well, we got 95% of the schools open. That's, we're talking about tens of thousands of kids who are not in a classroom. That's a lot of kids. That's a lot of schools. That's a lot. I mean, you know, 95%, it sounds like, oh, well, that's a wonderful number. But, it's, you know, tell that to the 5%. A lot of those kids happen to be in densely populated urban areas, and they're suffering from this. A Palm Beach therapist came out and spoke, and she said they're seeing an increase in children's speech delays because of all the mask wearing. And it's such a big problem for them, all these delays that they've seen right now, that they're talking about a massive increase, 364% patient increase in patient referrals of babies and toddlers and pediatricians and parents. So you see what I mean in terms of all the consequences of this. And wait till you get to, we hear to the What's on the Cut Sheet segment, Phil Murphy acknowledging all the problems that remote learning has had. And we'll see that. And that's something we'll talk about as the show progresses today. Art is in. Let me go to Art. Hang on a second. Click the wrong button. Art's in Marlton. Art, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Rich. How are you? I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Excellent.
I just wanted to call in. My wife's a union teacher. And a couple things. You had mentioned, you know, unions are behind this and whatever. And I'm anti-union, so I don't want to discuss that. But New Jersey's created the staff shortage, because they're following the original CDC guidelines versus, you know, the new ones. So basically, healthcare workers, even if you've been exposed, if you don't have symptoms, you still go to work. If you've been vaccinated and you get COVID, you still go to work. Teachers, if you've been exposed, you're out for 10 days. So basically, and the same with, you know, your bus drivers and everybody else. So with the stringent rules with teachers and staff, they don't have any people because everybody's out if they, you know, get exposed, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is what I mean about how Phil Murphy, the governor, is very close with the unions. He's very much in bed with them. And so why update the guidelines to get them back to the classroom sooner?
Oh, totally. And I mean, and as for the big city unions, I mean, they're driving, you know, lots of issues. But you know, your small town teachers, they have no say whatsoever, whether in school, remote. It's 100% the school boards. So they might be unionated, but, you know, all of the major issues are all your major cities that have a lot of clout. All your small city or small town Jersey stuff, they just do what they're told. And it's the school boards that are deciding if they're in or remote or anything else like that. And from at least, you know, my wife's school, they have two or three times as much work when they're remote or not there than they do if they're in the classroom. So, you know, they have no incentive whatsoever, you know, to try to not be at work.
Well, listen, you know, Art, I appreciate it. And thanks, buddy. And again, you know, it's not about individual teachers. And I say that because a lot of these teachers, you know, they don't really have much of a choice but to be part of the union. I have a friend who's very brave. She left the teachers union in New Jersey. But, you know, she was able to do that. She had the support of her colleagues. In some places, it's just, it's impossible to do that. And it becomes very, very difficult for them. All right, we got a lot to discuss today. Kurt Schilling passed over for the Baseball Hall of Fame again. I know we're all shocked by that. And the worst place to retire. Dawn, you want to guess the worst state to retire? Want to guess? Think about it. Florida.
The worst place?
Yeah, worst place to retire. Would it be Florida or would it be, let's see, Montana? What do you think?
Illinois, New Jersey.
New Jersey, yes.
Yeah.
I know it's shocking. Retiring in New Jersey, it is 42nd for adjusted cost of living, 33rd for annual cost of in-home services, 41st for the taxpayer ranking, 38th for elderly-friendly labor market, 28% of population age 65 and older, and 46th in healthcare facilities per capita. When you look at all of it, all across the metrics, across all 50 states, across 47 key metrics, they find New Jersey is the worst state to retire.
That's a sin.
Look at that.
And that's, you know, that's like our dream, because we owned in South Jersey. That's my husband and I, we talk about it all. That's our dream. And I keep saying to him, not under the current conditions, we can't leave, you know, sell the house in Philadelphia and just own in Jersey because of what you're saying. But I didn't realize it was this bad.
Yeah, the worst, WalletHub says. The worst. Now, you want to know the best state to retire?
Maybe. Well, Florida's good. Texas is good. What about Delaware's pretty good?
Delaware's number four.
Okay.
Number one, Florida.
Yeah.
For affordability, quality of life, and healthcare. Number two is actually Virginia, which, you know what? I mean, I could see myself one day living on the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia. Like, I could do that. That could be fun for me. You know, go down and live in Cape Charles, for example. I love that little town on the eastern shore of the bay on the Virginia side. But the problem, though, is it's too freaking cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's cold right now. Yeah, you know what I mean? The bay is freaking freezing. So,
yeah.
Colorado's number three. I love Colorado. It's a great state, but it's too kooky. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that would drive me crazy.
What about Montana? Because we love Yellowstone.
I know. Montana's number seven.
Nice.
Yeah, and I think the only reason why it's not higher on the list is people are afraid that they'll cross the Duttons. I have accomplished something very special. I feel very accomplished. I've binge watched all four seasons. I have one episode left, the season finale of the fourth season. And I said to my wife, I was like, I'm very proud of myself. Now I've watched 40 hours of television in the last several weeks. It's a big accomplishment. Yeah, very proud. Look at me. Look what I've accomplished. Did you write a book? Nope. Did you volunteer for charity? Nope. Did you work on a business plan? Nope. What'd you do? I watched 40 hours of television at least, and other things too. So more. Look at me.
Watched 40 hours of television and changed 440 diapers.
That's right. That's right. Welcome to my life.
Diary of a dad.
Diary of a dad. All right. Listen, NJ Diet's going to help you lose some weight. You know what it is? You want to get better. You want to feel good. You want to look good. 40 days to lose up to 40 pounds. Just think about that. With the warm weather is going to come, and we're going to change the clocks forward. It's going to feel good. It's going to be lighter. You want to look your best, and NJ Diet is there for you. Contractually guaranteed money-back program. You have absolutely nothing to worry about. They use bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Balances your hormones. The side effect is weight loss. Now, NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing, creates your ideal diet plan and workout regimen so you keep the weight off. All natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. Offices close by in Princeton, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, and now open in Newark, Delaware. Or do it right from home with online video consultations. So start your new journey this new year by calling them today at 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. You've heard about this by now, and you probably have been thinking about it. Well, this is the time to really make it happen, because 40 days goes by like that. You know that. I mean, how fast does that go by, right? And then all of a sudden, you look in the mirror, you are your best. You're feeling your best. You're looking your best. And then when you're healthy and you lose weight, so many other problems in life just kind of go away. Your blood pressure improves, your sleep improves, everything, your stress levels. So reach out to them today, 855-5-NJ-DIET or njdiet.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
And your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night when there's no one left to call. You feel the time is right. Say the writing's on the wall. Yeah. It's a hard time to fight when the walls are closing in. It's time you got to win. Lonely, lonely, lonely. Your spirit's sinking down. You find you're not the only stranger in this town.
All right, it is Wednesday, hump day. Great to have you with us today. 855-839-1210. If you want to weigh in today, feel free to do so. 855-839-1210. So the question, of course, is... what's going to happen with Ukraine? We're all waiting and watching and seeing what's going to happen right there. You know, there's been a number of police shootings, awful shootings, cops getting shot down. Another police officer died yesterday. And, of course, this terrible situation in Philadelphia where the officer was dragged for about a half a mile. Thank God he's okay. It's just the criminals are getting more and more brazen out there. It really is just a terrible time to be a law enforcement officer in this country. We'll talk more about that, too, during the show. And, you know, I was thinking about it, too. I mean, Joe Biden coming out and Joe Biden saying to Peter Ducey, you know, what a stupid SOB. And then he called him up and he said, hey, don't take it personally, man. You know, the Biden's had a long history of this. But what's interesting, though, is for years we heard about the death of democracy and democracy dies in darkness and all this other stuff. So, you know, all these people are apologizing for Biden's comments to Peter Ducey. You know, they're not defending. They're not rallying around, of course, one of their own. They're defending Biden. Well, come on. It was a stupid question. It's kind of funny when you think about it. I mean, Trump's snarkiness with the press and snarkiness with the media was going to be the end of times as we know it. I mean, Jim Acosta made a career out of this, that he was going to be reporting from the journalist internment camps. The Washington Post, that literally is their slogan now, democracy dies in darkness. And there was such an effort underway to pretend like the media was going to be destroyed by Trump's comments and snarkiness and calling them fake news and everything else. The reality is Biden is no different in terms of how he approaches people. He's just snarky with different members of the media. And unlike Trump, Biden has a press conference once every few months. Trump was on TV and talking to the media all the time. I mean, he was doing interviews every day. He was constantly, he was probably oversaturated with media interviews. That was the irony of the whole thing. You know, everybody was going on about how it was the death of journalism, the death of the First Amendment, and I mean, when he was inaugurated, just remember all the prophecies of the dark times, the end of journalism as we know it, and none of that happened, of course. No, nor was it ever going to happen. Instead, what you saw was a guy who could not stop doing media interviews. If he tried, if his staff tried to stop him, he'd find a way to do interviews and would just walk out and start talking at the White House press briefing and would just do press conferences that would go on for hours and probably making White House aides cringe. Biden will come out once every couple months and he doesn't, they don't even want him talking. You see, that's the other thing too. He says yesterday, this whole thing about it'll be like World War II. If Putin goes into Ukraine, our response will be like World War II. And the minute he says it, White House press corps goes, okay, it's enough. Thank you. Enough. Let's go. Try to shut him up. Because whenever he gets away from a teleprompter, he says stupid things. And that's the reality. I mean, that's the reality of this, is that Joe Biden, what he said to Peter Ducey when he said, what a stupid SOB, what he said to Jackie Heinrich last week about a stupid question, it's always been Joe Biden. It's just they packaged him as the grandpa, the loving, elderly, nice guy who was kind and gentle and going to get America through our perilous pandemic. It's not who he is. And that's the reality of the situation. So the minute the teleprompter shuts down and he gets off script, you see the real guy come out. And they can do their best to try to keep him away, but it's, you know, he's the president. He's going to say whatever he wants. So they can say, thank you, trying to keep the press to be quiet. But if he wants to go on about how it's going to be like World War II, he's going to say it. Because you can't, how do you stop a guy like that from saying something? He's not going to be a packaged, polished politician. He'll read what the words on the screen, but when the words on the screen go off, it's, you know, it's the real guy coming out. All right, 855-839-1210. We got a lot more to talk about today. You'll find out just exactly what happened in Pennsylvania with the monkey, and should we all be worried about it? Don't go away. But Dr. Mike Veneria first, before I go to that. You know, Dr. Mike Veneria, a great guy, great friend of mine, and a great dentist, too. For 9 years, he has been voted top dentist in South Jersey for 9 consecutive years. And you know what I think is fantastic about Dr. Mike is that he handles all of your different dental needs. So let's, for example, now, exceptional care in advanced fields of dentistry, dental implants, pediatric dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, and of course, pain-free root canal treatment. He does this while still ensuring that all of your family's needs are met and exceed your expectations. And I think what's really best, too, is you're going to love the office environment, the music play and the wonderful people, the nice staff. They take great care of you. You're in great hands. And he is the master when it comes to dental implants. So if you need a new smile, if you have a missing tooth, if you know it's time to get the smile of your dreams, now that life is hopefully again coming back to normal finally, then go see Dr. Mike today. Never go to the closest dentist. Go to the best, unless Dr. Mike's the closest dentist, in which case then you can accomplish both. He has 2 offices to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or VeneriaDental.com. VanariA. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in. Get things done.
Here. Hump day.
Hump day. Hump day. Hump day.
There we go. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. All right. So is anybody shocked that Curt Schilling was passed over for the Baseball Hall of Fame is the question.
No, I think he said he tried to make it. He didn't want to be on the ballot this year. So he was just like, take me off the ballot, and they wouldn't. The good news is that this is his 10th time, so he's done. Like, he's not going to get into the Hall of Fame now. He's not going to get into the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds won't get into the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens won't get into the Hall of Fame. All because of, you know, well, two of them were alleged steroids, and Curt Schilling they don't like because of his conduct, you know, what they see as offensive comments he's made.
Roger Clemens responded by saying it's all love for the Major League Baseball. He said, my family and I put the Hall of Fame in the rearview mirror 10 years ago. I didn't play baseball to get into the Hoff. I played to make a generational difference in the lives of my family, then focus on winning championships while giving back to my community and fans as well. It was my passion. I gave it all I had the right way for my family and for the fans who supported me. So yeah, so you're right. He's done, and you know he's grateful for the support, for the support. But he said not necessary, much appreciated. Don't worry about it. So
the whole thing's a joke. It's literally a joke. I mean, one like they inducted one person. You know what I mean? David Ortiz, who by the way has been accused of taking steroids and using PEDs.
He admitted it too.
Yeah. So I mean, like it's, but he's beloved. You know what I mean? Like he does. You know, he does commentary on MLB shows. It's people like him. Mm-hmm. People don't like Barry Bonds. People don't like Curt Schilling. People don't like Roger Clemens. A-Rod got passed over. You know what I mean? I'm not saying anything about A-Rod one way or another, but he got passed over. I mean, if you're just going on talent alone, all of these people should be in. Every mm-hmm. single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
A-Rod should 100% be a first round. Pick our first ballot pick.
These are baseball writers who vote on this, and a lot of baseball writers have political opinions. Obviously, they're not doing this just based on baseball. They're clearly not, and they've got agendas and everything else. And I mean, not just from you know the perspective of Schilling, but these other people too, because they'll look the other way on certain athletes, and they won't look the other way on others.
Yep.
So it's hypocritical.
Yeah, and they just need to be done with this whole thing. They need to be done with this. They need to be done with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like enough of the Hall of Fames. Like it's all a joke. It's all political. It's all people's opinions. You know what I mean? Like it's literally up to, I don't know, Bill, how many writers there are, but it's all up to these, you know, handful of people that decide who goes into the Hall of Fame or not. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and why do they have to suck up to the media? In other words, so these people, if they didn't suck up to, because I mean, as somebody who's reported and, you know, gone in locker rooms and things like that, every sport is different, right? So, for example, football, you can go in the locker room, there you have a greater likelihood of even the stars will talk to you. Baseball, basketball, it's a whole different ball game, pun intended. But why should they have to suck up to the reporters? So those people who suck up to the reporters and talk to them and give them a, they, boom, they're all automatically, it's like a freaking homecoming king contest. It's ridiculous.
Kurt Schilling sounded off, as you can imagine. He's not, I mean, he doesn't care anymore at this point. He's given up on this, and he doesn't care. But he said he actually, like Greg said, wanted to be taken off the ballot. He did take a swipe at the group while responding to a tweet that lobbied for Dale Murphy to be in the Hall of Fame. And he said, absolutely should have been in the first ballot, especially if character actually mattered to a group with none, he said. Schilling received 65.2% of the vote this time around, and now we'll have to wait to see if the Today's Era Committee sends him to Cooperstown. That's the other option to get in. The six-time All-Stars candidacy has been affected by hateful comments he has made about transgender people. I'm reading this from the New York Post. Muslims and blacks, and by supporting the rioters who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Is this the New York Post or the New York Times? Later on Tuesday night, he partook in a bizarre 40-minute social media live stream that included him trying to build cabinets, tending to his pet ferrets, and more Hall of Fame talk about Ortiz to his own future hopes. He said, I'm so happy for David, proud of him, honored to have played with him, and everything you think about him in a positive sense is true. He's genuine, the smile, the laugh, all of it. It's who he was, much like Tom Brady, never tested positive, never ever tested positive. He was not in the Mitchell report. Now, is he being sarcastic there?
No, I don't think so.
Because didn't you just say Ortiz admitted to using dope or something?
Yeah, and so he was. So the big thing that all of these players were named in was the Mitchell report, which named like hundreds of players. David Ortiz was not in that originally. And then in 2009, a New York Times article said he was originally in it, but was never directly named. And then because of that report, David Ortiz said, spoke out and talked about his use of PEDs around 2009, 2010.
Gotcha. All right, gotcha. And now he said he's still hopeful of reaching the Hall of Fame and would go in as a Diamondback if he does. He sounds even more excited about potentially doing so without the help of the writers, the Baseball Writers Hall of Fame. So the article that Millennial sent me is how you can also get in. There's another path to get into the Hall of Fame by going around the Baseball Writers Association.
Yeah, it's called, I think you mentioned, the Today's Game Committee, which apparently is about baseball players and managers and umpires and executives who played the game specifically between 1988 and 2016, which fits these players, Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds, Sosa, and the like.
Now, this coming December, the Today's Game Committee will vote at the winter meetings. Now, here's what the Today's Game Committee shall refer to the electorate that considers retired Major League Baseball players no longer eligible for election by the Baseball Writers Association of America, along with managers, umpires, and executives whose greatest contributions to the game were realized from the 1988 to 2016 era. So these are the people that could still get in. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling, Sammy Sosa. They can all still get in.
Yeah, I didn't realize that there was some sort of a clause or there was a way around it.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a 10-time thing and that's it.
You can get around the baseball writers, you know?
Right.
Now, here's how this committee is comprised. 16 members shall be comprised of the National Baseball Hall of Fame executives and veteran media members. 12 votes are needed for induction. It's tough to nail down what managers, executives, or umpires would get on the ballot, much less garner the support needed for enshrinement. It's much easier to examine what players, which players might get on the ballot. So this is, it's interesting to think about maybe another pathway right there. And apparently, and I didn't watch the rant yesterday from Curt Schilling, but apparently he's hoping this happens for him. He's excited for it. So it doesn't sound like, what's his name, cares though that much, Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like he really cares.
These guys care. I would think that they would care.
Yeah.
They want to be recognized.
Of course. I mean, look, if I can get into the Radio Hall of Fame someday, I'm going to try to get it. You know what I mean? Like, why not?
Sure.
It's just another cool plaque to have in your house.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but don't you think, like, because it's gotten so political, it's been 10 years of this, that they've gone through this year in and year out. Like apathy hits you at some point, don't you think? Like,
yes.
Like, they just kind of like, okay.
They have to say, they have to, like, not they don't have to, but yeah, in the press they're going to say, yeah, I don't care. But deep down they do. And yeah, like, I agree. If we're going for just performance alone, then these people, like, and I know there's a morals clause in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Which I thought they only had just added recently, the morals clause.
And it's very subjective, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, then they should go back and kick everybody out who doesn't meet the morals clause.
Yeah.
Everybody should get kicked out if they don't meet the morals clause.
And I'm pretty sure that this 10-year thing was also just recently changed because the younger writers that are in the younger generation of the baseball writers are getting in and they're voting for the guys like Bond, Schilling, and Clemens. And they're like, well, we got to shorten up the years so these younger guys don't vote in the players that we don't want. So it's very the old boys club, basically, for these players and writers.
I mean, there's no doubt that if for Curt Schilling, it's entirely his politics, his comments, his politics, his jokes, his tweets. It's all of that. It's nothing about his performance as an athlete.
Right.
Nothing. But then again, I mean, but the question, of course, is does this secret double secret probation committee, do they want to be the ones who put him in there?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I don't know their politics.
Yeah, because you need 12, I think, of those 16 votes.
Is it a secret ballot? Is it like voting for the Pope?
Good question. Well, the baseball writers know. They make it public if you so choose. I don't know about this today's game committee. I imagine there's some clause.
Because if the double secret probation committee is a secret ballot, he gets in.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gets in. If people have to stand by Curt Schilling publicly in such a woke freaking sport now, they may not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If the votes were always going to be told secretly, these guys would have been first ballots 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. What's Sammy Sosa? Why can't he get in? What did he do?
PEDs.
Yeah.
Baseball has...
They should have just said that they were transitioning.
Yeah. I mean,
Sammy Sosa lately, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not good, huh?
No.
Sammy Sosa?
No, he's...
He's not...
Yeah. Did he get fat?
No.
No.
He changed... No.
It's
I don't
tough.
Wanna,
yeah.
I don't want to go on. It's
look, just Google Sammy Sosa and Google images.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Bill. Thank you, Bill.
But baseball has just gotten... I actually forget my point because now I'm distracted on Sammy Sosa.
All right, don't worry about it.
Fine.
All right, it's okay. It's all right. We'll see what happens with Curt Schilling. I mean, you know, I think it's clearly politics here. It's very much like Ted Nugent not getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, Ted Nugent, by the way, called... He had some nice things to say about dirtbag Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, gee.
Ted Nugent praises dirtbag Bruce Springsteen for having the best musicians. There you go. He said, I've been able to perform on the Conan show of Bruce's E Street Band, which is one of the greatest joys of my life. I've always been surrounded by the best musicians, and that's a perfect example. We played Jenny Take a Ride by Mitch Ryder and Max Weinberg, and the guys performed it with unbelievable accuracy and perfection and soulfulness. So I give him that salute for having the quality of virtuosos that deliver his music. Still call him a dirtbag, though. But he also said, though, if he met Bruce, he wouldn't punch him. He would have Mike Tyson with him and give him $100 to punch Bruce Springsteen. How about that? No? I'm just saying. All right. It's terrible. Terrible. It's terrible. And yes, I had a caller who just hung up, but he said Pete Rose will never get in either. Yeah, obviously not. I think that's pretty accurate, too. They will never let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame either. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number, 855-839-1210. Listen, it's cold out. Today is a very cold day, but it's winter, and this happens every time this year. So if it's a surprise to you, I have to ask you this. Are you going to keep getting surprised by rising energy bills? Because I can tell you this with absolute accuracy, they're going to keep going up. Have you seen what's happening in the world right now? The natural energy, natural gas, the battle over natural gas and oil that this administration's waging, the games that are being played by Putin, all of it's going to affect your energy bill. You know, these things don't happen in a vacuum. So no matter how good your furnace is, if you can't keep the warm air from leaking out of your house, if the cold air is getting in, you have an insulation problem and you need to deal with it. USA Insulation is who you should call. When USA injects their premium foam into your walls, it's like wrapping a coat around your entire home. And then when they insulate your attic, it's like putting a knit hat on. Now, I've heard from home inspectors who say they can tell a home has been insulated by USA Insulation as soon as they walk in the door. They can feel the difference. You've made improvements to your home over the years, but don't forget comfort. It's hard to enjoy anything when your house is cold. Well, USA Insulation fixes cold homes and helps you cut down on those big energy costs. Give them a call today. You get $500 off whole home insulation, so stop freezing. Start saving. 1-800-USA-FOAM. 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainsulation.net. We did this when we first moved into our house. And even on the coldest days like today, the thermostat's 68, 69 degrees. It's great. And the whole house is warm and cozy. We don't have to have any more of those days of 75, 76 degrees on the thermostat. And it still feels cold, wasting our money, wasting energy. It really does pay for itself over time. It's a no-brainer, especially if you're going to keep your house for several more years. And especially as you know, the energy prices are just going to keep going up. 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainsulation.net.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Coach, I'm ready to be controversial and not get into the Hall of Fame. Hey, listen, we're going to be going back to Parks Casino, and I'm very excited about this because we love going to parks. We love having fun. We love laughing. We love the comedy nights. And it's coming up again next Thursday night. That's right, February 3rd, 8 p.m., the 360 Club at Parks Casino. Bonnie McFarlane from Comedy Central, Netflix, and The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Tickets are just $20 and include your first drink. That's right. So you'll have a lot of fun. Go to parkscasino.com, click entertainment. Now, Dawn's going to be there and I'll be there. And the last two shows we did were completely sold out.
Yes.
You'll see the stylings, comedic stylings of Don Baldini. Mike Baldini, as he insults the crowd to warm them up by insulting them, making several people come on the verge of tears. You'll see marriages dissolve on the spot with his comments. You don't want to miss it. And Bonnie McFarlane is very, very funny. So, yeah, it'll be a great night. And Joe Conklin, of course, is Mitch McConnell. I'm telling you, that Mitch McConnell interview gets me every impression gets me every time. Every time. So good. So make sure you come out. But it's going to sell out. So that's the thing. If you want to come, don't think about it. Just go and buy your tickets. We have people, they had to turn them away at the door Thursday night. It was a bummer, but that's what happens every time. People get turned away at the door because they want to come. So just go to parkscasino.com, click entertainment, must be 21, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, excellent. We'll get into Russia and Ukraine and all that and what Biden said, which should be a little bit scary for everybody. Also, too, if you're interested in, as a parent, perhaps, taking back your school board. We've talked a lot on the show about that and how critical it is for parents to speak out. I'm going to share with you an op-ed that was written by a school board member in Pennsylvania. And the title of the op-ed was, "With all due respect, no, I don't work for you." And this is causing a lot of outrage, as you can imagine, from parents who are saying this is exactly the problem. This guy from York, PA is exactly the problem that we've been speaking out about. So I'm going to share this with you in the next hour. And I think as we're all thinking about the dumbest, most cruelest policies that can be around COVID vaccinations, I'll tell you about a heart transplant patient who was removed from the list because he's not vaccinated. Just absolutely terrible. Absolutely so sad. Some of these arcane policies that they're doing. And this is why everybody's shaking their heads and they don't understand why the Biden administration now would take away monoclonal antibodies, one of the absolute best ways to help people who are fighting COVID-19. I know two people who had to go on monoclonal antibodies recently. Three. And it saved their lives. And yes, the three of them were not vaccinated, which is a choice that they made. And because the fact that it works, but they're not vaccinated, the Biden administration is doing this for politics, you understand, because they want to push people to get vaccinated because it's all they care about is vaccines. And the other treatments, you take a valuable tool out of the toolbox, and it's shameful. It's playing politics is what it is. You can agree or disagree on vaccines. That's not the point. The point is, if you've got something that saves people's lives, and if the goal here is to save people's lives and help them recover from COVID faster, why would you take that away? And their argument is, well, it's not as effective against Omicron. Well, neither are the vaccines. That's why Pfizer announced yesterday they're close to having a booster-specific vaccine for Omicron. So why would you say the one is okay, even though it's not incredibly effective against Omicron, but the other one isn't? Because it's politics. That's why. Because they're playing politics, and this administration is making another huge mistake by doubling down on vaccines and only vaccines. It is costing them dearly. They don't see it, but people do. No doubt about it. This is the big story of the day, brought to you by Exergen. The Exergen twice daily scanner thermometer. Use it. Check for a fever. Exergen agrees with a just released study by the FDA confirming non-contact thermometers are not accurate and that their labels contain false information. So be sure, be accurate with Exergen, exergen.com. We got a big 7 o'clock hour straight ahead on this hump day. Don't go away.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.